We're continuing with Yad Shmaya and Daf Kuf Ayin Tes. Amar HaNefesh says the Nefesh, the animalistic soul, tells to the Sechel. Kvar Habinois Mimashah Zachar, to understand what you mentioned to me, that I have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all three levels of goodness which He gave to me. V'neni moitzeis atzmi choyle l'shalom choyle saboyre al tavoyse av akoyle samedabrim. That I can't find myself paying back my choyles, my duties to Kodesh Baruch Hu, even on the general goodness which you made on all mankind. I'm a part of mankind, even for that minimal return, it's difficult for me to pay back. Even more, how much I'm shortchanging. I can't pay back to Hashem the specialties because Baruch has specialized with me individually. As the Chavis was, the Nefesh says to Msecho, I realize now to what extent we have to be thankful to Kodesh Baruch on all levels. And I see that I can't even pay back even the first level, never mind the specialized level. Says the im chef tiver tzoyin, and even if I shall bring up in my desire, in my wishes, the shalom to pay back, which I'm commanded and committed, which I'm deadened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings up a very practical, technical problem. Says even if I want to pay back, to be thankful and to take our responsibilities, miyat kodemes lemachshavti, immediately advanced to my mind, immediately penetrates into my mind a second thought, Bashlimi Tocheles Toiva Sirbemet. Miyat Kedem to Machshavti Bashlimi. Every time when I repay a Kodesh Baruch Hu anything, always comes in an underlying mind, Tocheles Toiva, a hope, Atir in the future, Bemet. This means to say, the Nefesh complains, even if I decide to become thankful and rewardful and to give myself over to Hashem, but I can't help but push away from my mind the immediate thought that I'm doing it, you know, Hashem should give me even more. It's always me. Self-centeredness is always there. And even while I'm thanking Hashem, there's always the reason to get something in return. This is when I'm doing something. It says, V'chein, Bahoidoi Silokel. Every time when I thank for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when I'm inspired to Kodesh Baruch Hu, when I'm thanking him something. Keshoidani Bemiloi Saif, I'm going to thank him with my words. Al Goidel Tuvoi Olai, on the great goodness which he did for me. Umachshafti Bekavanosu, with a truthful thought in the mind. Bahoidoi, in my thanking will be Levakesh, even to ask further, you should continue to do goodness, and you should add to it. Not like the intention of the person who gives up with a surface of Tevasmodosai, that he will never ever get every time more. In other words, again, the Nefesh complains that never ever can he say a straight word to Hashem, either asking, either thanking, either praising, if it's not coming along with some pnias, with some personal interest. Even if says that I'm thanking Hashem for the great goodness that He did, but there is an underlying reason why I'm thanking so, because I want He should give me more. Not like a person who gave up, who could never expect anything anymore. In other words, what does it mean? Imagine a person, a healthy person, has been put to death. For any reason. Bandits caught him, mafianikas caught him, and they robbed him, and says, you must kill, you must liquidate you, in order you shouldn't come and, give us over, whatever it is. And they're letting him, putting him the last tefillah to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay? Letting him, putting him back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, what would be the last tefillah? What would be his last communication with Hashem? Now, first he would ask something for Hashem, he would ask for his children, for his wife, he would ask himself, should I ask him? Fine, this is a selfish tefillah. Then comes the tefillah Haidor, which way will he thank Hashem? Hashem, I'm leaving now the world. Also, I don't understand under what circumstances I'm leaving. I'm a young person. I'm taken away. Nobody will even know where my remains are. It's going to be a mystery. But now, the last second of my life, I owe to you. And I'm thanking everything which you did for me. You catered me, and you raised me, and you gave me a family, and you survived me, and I was alive till now. And anyway, even I'm leaving now the world, but for this few words, for this year, which I'm, anything which I have till now, I'm thanking. It's really, well, this is called the Hoidor of Kavodas Hanoyash Mitei Sefer Satoiv Asmori. The one who gives up, he knows he's never ever going to see life. He's never ever going to see good. Now, when we are thanking for Hashem, when we say Nishmas Shabbos morning, and we try to thank Hashem for every good things, I say, Alki Razin Rachmecho, Razin Chasadecho, you should never leave us alone. You thank Hashem, we give. Golat Smoisa Toman, Shalma Bolsus, we thank, we sing out to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But we immediately have this side intention. Yes, I'm thanking God Hashem because I'm in business. I believe in Hashem, and I want Hashem shouldn't give up, should continue to even do more, should double it. But will I say the same Nishmas with the same dedication, with the same devotion, with the same appreciation to Hashem, thanking for everything? And this is the last moment of your life. That's what the nefesh complains. The nefesh says, okay, you explain to me how much I'm deadened to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to thank him and to bless him and to take Amor Avoida. But I must admit, anytime when I do this, it's never free of any kind of side thinking. It's me again. It's me. I'm asking for Hashem, not for Avoida. It's asking for myself. If I'm thanking, I'm thanking Hashem, I should give him it. וכשאני על הדרך הזה בעבודוסי, he completes right on top. If I'm on this דרך, on this path, בעבודוסי, ואני עושה מה שעבודוסי, ואני thank the high to my God, ומי את הכבוד הברורה, with really, not with a full clean intention, לחוי בסתבוסי. איך הגיע לשלם שור עבודוסי על תבוי סמכודס? And even if it is smallest little tank which I have to thank Hashem, I can't do a clean, pure כבוד הדיגה job. I always have a little side intentions. How could I even go further, or the greater avoidance of us? So the Nefesh actually complains to the Sechel, says, you know, as much I would love to go in your path, and I would have to do what I have to do, but I must say, it's almost impossible. I should have something done with the clear intentions, only you, Hashem. Always the little me is coming in. Anything which I do. Now, why is he complaining? He says, because maybe it's better not to do anything then, not to fool yourself. So Tvani Tzericha, says the Nefesh, I need Shetari, you should teach me Mashani Chayevis Bareyim, Avoid Salim, but I am responsible to do Alamiyut. In order to do it further, maybe it's not good to do it at all. Some people used to say, I'd rather not daven if I can't make 100% davening to Hashem. So the question is, should be daven 99% to Hashem, 1% because of us, or even 90% for Hashem, or 10% for us? Or we shouldn't do it. Or shouldn't do it at all. We shouldn't dumb. We shouldn't open our mouth. And I says, "Kula Hashem Shema, Kula Kodesh Baruch Hu." Says, "Teacher, what should I do? How can I?"
Can't you have a chi of the Torahani chi of comes first, then your input. I mean, a certain obligation you have mitzvah.
Well, yeah, but we're not talking about that. Of course, we're not talking about it. We're talking about the higher avoid, the dedication which you give out to Hashem. It says, "The ribu haidoy, ribu." Like the Sechel explained that in the last piece, that people are divided in four categories, and everyone, according to their category, has to thank Hashem, has to take on responsibility according to that. Especially, you happen to be all four of them. And says, but how can I? Even this simple, basic thing, whenever I open up my mic, this me is always there, it's never clean, it's always me. If I take on some avoider, you know why I'm taking on some extra work? Because Hashem should give me even more. If I'm thanking Hashem, I can't help it. I'm thanking Hashem, you know, they should have to me. I'm not thanking Hashem just like it should be my last thanks, my last bread of life, and I'm thanking Hashem. So teach me how I should continue, how should I have to take on this pure avoider. Umar HaSeichel responds to the Neshama, the intellect. Mash Yisra Amta, this is what you complained about yourself. Mimit kavonosech vavaydosech. That you don't have full kavona when you serve Hashem. Vaydosech lelokayech. And you haven't got full pure intention when you thank Hashem. Vichidivre picho divre moide. The words of your mouth is actually words of admission. You're admitting who you are, how weak you are, what you are. Vakavonosech behem, and your intention, everything which you are complaining, what you're saying is kavonis mevakesh. It's only the intention of asking, not of thanking. The libech in your heart is lohoisif ala toiv. You want to only add to the goodness of Hashem. Ki b'lishol asmodosa, you ask Hashem, continue, don't stop. Why is it? Why is it so? It's mipnei shlo lo shmidas, because of three characteristics that you have in you. You have three midas in you, and that blends into that. That makes you. You should never be able to get out of yourself. You self-admitting. I used to add this. Actually, this is not the intention of the pshat, but it says chidivre picho divre moide bekonosach b'hem kavodas mavakesh. Your own words is words of admission, and your intention is only the intention of asking. So it's actually a double language. He said you're admitting it, that you mean yourself. What does it say here? Kavonosach b'hem kavodas mavakesh. Your kavon is more. You're saying it. That's what it said. I add, this is not the pshat, but I think I'm a little bit even going more deep into this. Nefesh, you're an animal. When you're complaining about yourself that you can't make a mitzvah, you can't talk to Hashem clearly, b'ritel Hashem levadai, this admission has also a pnia. The admission, that recognition also has a pnia. There's not 100% clean thinking, selfless thinking to Hashem. Even while you come forward and you take yourself apart and you come and you're admitting, I can't say a straight statement to Hashem without having any personal intention in it. Even this admission also has a personal pnia in it. It's also kavona samavakish. This is kotsk, like, you're not totally merciless, totally not achmonis on the nefesh. The sechel says, your nefesh, you come forward, you're admitting, you know, that you can't be davening with kavona, you can't ask Hashem only for Hashem's reason. You always have negias, always have pnias for you. What you said now also has negias. Even your admission also is full of negias. Now, this is the truth, and this always we have to be aware of, and we should never trust ourselves that we are 100% clean-minded. The only thing which we could do, unless we're going to follow his three midas, we're going to root out his three midas which we have in ourselves, only then maybe we could stay one straight statement to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It used to be tzaddikim, used to say, Hashem, if I could only be assured that once in my lifetime I said Shema Yisrael Hashem Hashem Echad V'Ahavta Hashem Elokecha without any gifts of pnius, I would be already satisfied. Would be satisfied. In other words, everything which we do, we repeat ourselves three times a day, again and again and again, is only just to make sure that at least once something should come out clean. Once. So he says, because of the three bad midas which you have, this brings you to this shloi gishma. What are they? Hamida acha, the first mida is, rov ha'avosich es nafshich. You too much love yourself. V'cheftzech limshech ha'ni'im esrei. You too much pull all sweetness and goodness to your body. And look at what Haruti is, how he's telling us in our face. And he says, you will never make a step forward to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not even to somebody else, unless you have an intention in it, this anig manos, to enjoy yourself in its pleasure. Sechel says to Nefesh, the first meter why you can't have a clear statement in you for Hashem alone and thank Hashem alone is you love yourself too much and you're pulling yourself, gravitate everything to comfortable things. And he says, you never make a step forward, either to Hashem or to somebody else, unless you have an intention, you want to enjoy yourself. You know? Slaps us in our face. This pure Nefesh comes and complains, I'm not pure. I can't say a pure statement. He says, of course not. A little selfish dog. You only mean yourself. Even when you come forward to Hashem, even to make a mitzvah, even to get anything, you always have your selfish intention. You want to enjoy, you want to benefit from it. Sometimes you're doing it so built in Hashem, but the bottom line is you want to enjoy yourself with Hashem. But if you make it roughly, you make it to show for other people. You want to show to your wife or your children or to somebody else. You want people to talk about you. If you're above that, you don't do it because of that. So you do get ready for Hashem. So Hashem should reward you as a smoda satova, anything. Even if you're above that, you didn't even want that. But you know why you're doing it? Because you're enjoying it. if it wouldn't be so enjoyable for you, you wouldn't do. Because there's other areas in Avodas Hashem, which is not me, it's not my cup of tea, you're not doing it. You do things which you like. Like, there are people who like to daven. They don't like to learn. So they will daven, 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 daven. All day long, they will be busy with davening. Why don't you learn? I like to daven. Hashem wants to daven. It's better daven. No, it's not better, because you have to daven. Hashem wants you to daven, but Hashem also wants you to learn. A lot of people love to learn, but they don't daven. So why don't you, if you tell you the biggest things, yeah, tell you bigger because Hashem made a bit, but Hashem wants you to daven too. No, you only do things which you like. You only do things which lisanik. You want to lisanik vanos. You want to enjoy your pleasure. So you pick and choose in mitzvah Hashem. You pick and choose in the style, the way you serve Hashem, in such a way which gives you pleasure and enjoyment. It's your style. You wouldn't do it in every area which is against you. You wouldn't force yourself to do things which is totally against your grain just because Hashem wants it. I already told you that in the beginning when I started healing you. You know, when it starts the dialogue, it says, let me heal you. Let's talk openly. You should try very much, put in all the effort, with all your power, to alienate this midikate, to please you. With that, may Hashem, I hope for you the good. It means, try not to please you when you serve Hashem. Try to please Hashem in Hashem only. Now, how do you do it? Go against yourself. In other words, there's two mitzvahs in front of you. One mitzvah is a pleasurous mitzvah for you. You're excited. I'm talking the ruchnis digva, spiritual pleasures. The other mitzvah is very dry. When you come to this level already, that you try to purify yourself, do the things built Hashem Levada, do the mitzvah which is against you. Why are you doing the built Hashem Levada? Try to get away from it. In total, we know there's such a thing as a mitzvah. It's a very beautiful mitzvah. I mean, a beautiful illustration. There's two mitzvahs in the Torah. The mitzvah when you see a friend, when you see a Jew goes with a loaded donkey, loaded horse, and all of a sudden he's collapsed, he can't carry. You have to help him unload the animal. The mitzvah is called mitzvah from Prike. You have to unload the animal because first is a mitzvah of Mosef Tazafim, you have to help your fellow person, he has to do it. And then you're also helping the animal because Tzar Balachayim. And then there's the other mitzvah, if you see a person is loading an animal, the mitzvah to help them to load honor an animal, called mitzvah from Tiina. That's only one mitzvah. The mitzvah helping a person, you're not helping Tzar Balachayim. On the contrary, you're loading onto the animal. So obviously, if you have two mitzvahs, you could either do Prika, you could either do Tiina. Either you unload, either you load on. So one person has to unload, the other person is loading on. Which mitzvah should you do? You can't do both. Which mitzvah is preferable to do? It's a mitzvah of prika, of unloading, because they're accomplishing two missions. One, you're helping your friend, plus you're helping the animal, Tzar Balachayim. Okay, you have two mitzvahs instead of one. Mashka mitzvah tzin is only one mitzvah. So, obviously, you're a businessman, you have two mitzvahs to do. So, you do a mitzvah which delivers you more. However, was the animal and the friend, the person who was the mitzvah of prika, the mitzvah of unloading, was a friend of yours? The mitzvah of loading on was not your friend, was your enemy, which you don't like. Was your sinner. Now I have two mitzvahs in front of you. So, if you look at the animals, if the jobs, the mitzvah of prika, you should do redder because it's two mitzvahs. Mitzvah of tiin is only one mitzvah. However, the mitzvah of prika belongs to your friend. You're helping a friend. And the mitzvah of tiin, of loading on, you're helping not a friend, you're helping enemy. Who should you do now? What's the locha? The mitzvah of Teina, of loading in. Loko of Yitzroi Odif. In order to step on your Yitzroi is more work than to make two mitzvahs. Now, here I have two mitzvahs. Here I have one mitzvah. If you look, drive mitzvah, what I care with the Yitzroi, what I care. I'm making two mitzvahs instead of one. No, at the same time, Hashem says, all the mitzvahs is a delivery to me. The more mitzvahs you do, it's more a delivery to me. But Loko of Yitzroi, but in order to step on your Yitzroi, and to honor the Yetzer is more. Hashem says, I'm giving up on the extra mitzvah in order to help you to purify again the honor of the mitzvah. So that's exactly what he says. What your problem was, you complained nefesh, you could never make a statement to Hashem, you could never damage Hashem, you could do anything unless you have negiyas. You know where it's come from? Because you love yourself too much. Even in avodas Hashem, you love yourself too much. You will never do a step forward to HaKadosh Baruch Hu unless it delivers you something immediately. and same thing somebody else. So what is there? To get away from it. Try to emulate the sense that even in avodas Hashem, do things which you like the least. Because this way is local future. I said in here, a mitzvah has two values. A mitzvah delivers two things. A mitzvah delivers the value to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem can show the mitzvah itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified with his mitzvahs. The Tzivon, he commanded us to do things. Because a mitzvah, obviously, every mitzvah in our Pikabod is Muslim, every mitzvah accomplishes a certain function. This will be doing some kind of chesed, the accomplishing something for Hashem. How? We don't understand it. What could we do for Hashem? I don't understand it. That's one accomplishment of a mitzvah. The second accomplishment of a mitzvah is, it purifies us. Letzara for lezacha chesed throw it. It's purified. Like Nisa told me, letzara for lezacha chesed. Those are the taima mitzvahs. The mitzvah is a pnimius and it's a chetonius. The inside of the mitzvah, the inside of the mitzvah, every mitzvah has a function, has an accomplishment, and then it has the external part of the mitzvah, the time of mitzvah, which is a benefit for us. Now, when you have these two mitzvahs, Te'ina and Prika, so obviously, if you look for the forward accomplishment of mitzvahs, obviously we should do Prika, unload, because you're accomplishing two mitzvahs. But if you look the intention of the Tzarek and the Zachar to purify your Yetzer, obviously you have to do Te'ina. And here you have a contradiction. Who do you? So Hashem is good enough. Hashem is so selfless. Hashem gave us 30 mitzvahs. He says, if it comes to Erev, there is a conflict. If you want to do a better job for me, it's lesser for you. If you want to do a better job for you, it's lesser for me. You're going to do the job of Perika, which is going to be good for you, Te'ina, because you're going to be local for Yitzroy. But I'm going to lose out a mitzvah. Hashem says, I'm giving up. You come first. Because Hashem says, because after all, I love you. And I'm giving up my Torah mitzvahs for your sake. If Hashem in Aloha was Kaveya, that local Yitzro is Cheshever Bakodesh Baruch Hu for our benefit, then his benefit to make more mitzvahs, obviously we have to do the same thing in return. When we have two mitzvahs to do, and one mitzvah drives great pleasure for me, and one mitzvah doesn't drive great pleasure for me, a selfless mitzvah, and even if it's smaller, we have to learn from this halacha, do the mitzvah which is this lesser mitzvah, it's more selflessness in it, because that's the halacha of God, that's what Hashem wants. In other words, Hashem is more enough, look of his Yitzroy, than to deliver the two mitzvahs. Because look of his Yitzroy, and after is also avoided Hashem. So this is the first mitzvah, you should always be pure, selfless, even avoided Hashem. Don't try to do things which you like the best in avoided Hashem. Mamida Shainis, in the second character, second mida which you have to take out of you, is Mitna Shainich Mevino Chesed Avoid Alaych. Because you don't understand the real Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu on you. The Yalom HaMachshavtech, it would come up in your mind, Shainich Megas HaLatoyva, you will not get it, Eilom HaKashoshach Alay, only if you really acknowledge it and you want it. Ekvar Heitev Lach B'Masha Teidi B'Masha Eich, we should know that you made good for you what you know, what you don't know. The second mitzvah is that you only recognize the Toivus Hashem Olayich, the goodness of Hashem, only the things which you acknowledge as good. But not all the other things which you don't understand why Hashem did it to you, you don't acknowledge it, you don't feel indebted. The next reason is why you can't serve Hashem, you can't be fully indebted to Hashem because you always want something more. It's because you always interpret life, goodness of life, according to your interpretation, what you say good. And you don't recognize anything which Hashem does to you is good. You know, we are dictators. We are dictating to Hashem. And if Hashem does not fill in our dictates, we can't thank him. We complain. So obviously this way, you can never really have a clear intention when you ask Hashem, you're thanking Hashem, because there's always in it your formation of mind, the way you should help me. But because you lack to understand, you lack to acknowledge that Hashem is always doing to you goodness, even the area which you totally don't understand. In the contrary, we should be so practical that we should, to the point that we should have to force ourselves to ask certain things. That's the truth of the matter. What's the problem? The problem is that whenever I open up my mouth, I have some kavonas. I'm doing that because Hashem should give you more. You know, we want to have, Hashem should give in to us. We can't clear ourselves from this intention, this negia. Because you know why this is? Because you only acknowledge goodness the way that you recognize as goodness. If we would have acknowledged that Hashem is always good to us, In anything which is done is for our benefit. In any time and everything we have to be indebted to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It, to the point, and this is already I'm adding, to the point that if it wouldn't be a mitzvah of tefillah, if there wouldn't be a mitzvah of requesting, there wouldn't be a mitzvah to talk to Hashem, we should be afraid to even open up to our mouth anything to ask Hashem. So Hashem, what I'm going to ask, do I know what is good for me? You know what is good for me. Does a little infant ask a mother anything? Does a 2-week-old baby, a 4-week-old baby, asking anything Hashem? Ask anything the mother? Kegomel alim, that's bitochen. David Amelch says, I'm kegomel ale imoy. I'm just like a little nursing baby. I had my food. Do I worry what's going to be in a few hours when I says the God? Will I have food again? No. So actually, we have to be such a boitchim that we shouldn't care less what's going to happen. We know everything which is carried down by Kodesh Baruch, everything is for our good and our benefit. And the truth of the matter, if there wouldn't be a mitzvah to open up our mouth to ask Hashem for things, my original being will not ask anything. Because I'm crazy. What am I going to ask? Do I know what is good for me, what is not good? Doesn't Hashem know better? First of all, he doesn't listen to me anyhow. All right? Most of the things, you don't even get what you ask. He has so many good things. He doesn't ask. You don't get it. If you take the pros and cons, how many times he answered you, how many times he don't answer you? See, the majority doesn't answer you what you want. So what's the point of asking? And what? How do you relay? How do you respond by not giving in? So good. I did my job to ask because this was my need. But the other time, accepting what you give me, you know better what is good for me. If you go with this attitude, so then you could never be involved so much. You can't be obsessed with asking Hashem all the 7 negiyas because the whole negiyah has no mokum by you, has no room by you. The contrary, I would not ask to begin with. The only reason why I'm asking is because I'm mitzvah to ask. It's a mitzvah from tefillah. Thanking Hashem is the same thing. If we would have known that we have no right even to go out and ask, it's even to the point even if it's stupid to come ask Hashem things. Because I may ask things which is wrong for me. I'm no way better than this little child will ask anything of mom. I want to ask him, I want this, and I want this. He wants many things. He's not embarrassed to ask anything. The mommy, most of the time wouldn't give in. We are just the same thing. So why shouldn't we shut up? Because it's a mitzvah to ask. That's all. But if I'm taking it that way, then obviously I know wherever there's no mitzvah to ask, naturally don't ask. I have to force myself, even at the time when I'm going forward to daven, I have to force myself to daven. Because my seichel tells me there's no point of davening. I don't know what to ask. I don't know what is good for me. Everything is lined up by Kodesh Baruch Hu, command over the chumah on top of it. So why am I asking? Well, it's a mitzvah to ask. So what's this for? It says, you nefesh, you complain, every time you open up your mouth, you have these side intentions. What's the side intention? I don't even have main intentions. Even by davening, I have to force myself. It says, why is it so? Because you don't recognize everything Hashem does for you is for good. And Hashem knows better what is good for you. You don't recognize this principle. You think that you're doing business with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever you bargain out, you get. Whatever you don't bargain out, you're being shortchanged. It's too bad for you. So you only thank Hashem what you appreciate. So since you're always in a bargaining position with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so every time when you open up your mouth, the underlying intention is bargaining. Okay, if you moided to Hashem, you thank Hashem, it's because you want even more. But when a person is the real Bateya, HaKadosh Hashem does everything is for the good anyhow, everything is for the bad. There's no way that a gear would come in. So the second midah, which you should root out in you, in order to help you to have a clear way of talking to Hashem with no negias, is that accept everything Hashem does to you is for good, and everything. Ikvar hetel shino, the Kodesh Baruch Hu made good for Mamasha Teiri in the things which you acknowledge. Mamasha Enchadas, even things which you don't even know Kodesh Baruch Hu makes good. Va'at loita skili bevakoshosech mi oseloch kol zoiz betchila. You will not understand, and you're asking, who did all those good things for you right in the beginning? You're not focusing on it. Who does he do? It's ima yisim erchekes merchek moshov azoiz. If you would have alienate this machshava, this intention that Hashem doesn't, if this thing that Hashem does only good to which you recognize, your avoid would be the full good kavona, and your acknowledgement and your thanking to Kodesh Baruch Hu and your insight, many odds which you really would was, as it would have been much more appropriate and much more command. That means if you would have taken this midah out. In other words, if you were to be the real Baal Batech as it should be, then you could speak clearly to Kodesh Baruch Hu and you could talk much clearer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the first meaning is you love yourself too much, you're too much obsessed with yourself, Number two, you only accept, acknowledge goodness, but you see its goodness. So therefore, you're always in a bargaining position with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, you can never get out of the obsession of bargaining with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You always negotiate with him. However, if you recognize Hashem knows better what is good for you, whatever does good for you, it's no point of bargaining. Then you could be clear. A midah shlish is in the third midah. She'en chomakeres es atzmech. You don't even know yourself. Lo yinan ugos, you don't know the way you command your life. Vatroi oisoch ruya legdula shebuchol atzmech. You see yourself appropriate for all the goodness. The third midah, why you always ask, you are always in demand in asking, because you feel accredited for it. You feel that you deserve it. You don't know yourself. If you would have really known yourself, you would have been embarrassed even to open up your mouth, even to ask the basic things. If we would have known ourselves, who we are and what we are, to what extent have we fulfilled our job, we couldn't ask anything. Hashem, I'm undeserved for it. Says, a little warm, a little, what chutzpah do you have in this? So the third reason why you can't free yourself from this continuous demand, because you don't know yourself, you think. And you see yourself, atroi oisach, you see yourself roi lo gdoi lo shebocholata, you see yourself worthy for the greatest goodness. Ve'en chopay sekes melvakesh, you don't stop asking it. In other words, you're asking naturally, it's coming to me. Not because it's a mitzvah to ask. V'chol oisha tegiyah men aldov, and anything which you will get already, machshavtech oilir mashalai, you want even more. If you got already what Hashem gave you, because Baruch Hu gave you health and gave you sempanos, your sustenance, and he gave you a wife already, you want even more. You don't see commanded, committed, that you have to do the greatest avoid for the little thing which you got. If we would have feel indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the maximum for the slightest little thing which you gave, you could never think like that. You don't see yourself that you have to give more. And if you do certain avoidance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certain mitzvahs, תחשבי וחסד ממך כל, if you doing חסד with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're listening to Hashem, listen how good I am. If you did already the Son of God, you made great חסד with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. אם ידיעוסך, אם ידיעוסך מחסור, even you know how I love, אם ידיעוסך מחסור, I love, even you know how much, אם ידיעוסך, because you know מחסור, I love, you know how much you're missing from him, she'en o tzorich lach, which you don't know. In other words, every time when you thank Hashem, you do a mitzvah, you feel so, you're doing a chesed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you know all the deficiency which he had not fulfilled, but you're deserving. You have such a high appetite, you're so demandful, you're so deserving in your eyes, that no matter how much he gave you, he had not fulfilled, there's still so much missing. This goes on all of us. And this goes even the spiritual means. If you would have known how much to thank Hashem just for the very fact that we are Jews. You know, as one of the Gedolei Musa said, if you're getting up in the morning and you're in the bad side, you know, you have many things going against you. Many things going against you, you want to lift yourself up. And you see, you put on tzitzis. And you have the schools to put on tzitzis. And this is not enough for you. So you don't know what you're asking for then. Only for one mitzvah you have to be able to jump, you have to be overfilled, overjoyed. For one mitzvah is worthwhile enough living. For one mitzvah is worthwhile to go through all the suffering. But do we live it? We don't live it like that. So you always, in front of you is the machsayrech, the things which is missing, so therefore you can't fully appreciate. If you would reveal the stupidity in you, Molaich, from you, if we just open up the stupidity on you, look at yourself, portray yourself, what stupid you are. With the eye ba'ayim pekucha, and research it, to open eye on you. When you say das, you would have known, kaboira sheboreh, the God who created you, choyshev olayich, thinks on you, for you, v'yodeya b'toiv loch, and he knows what is good for you, v'ma she'en o'toiv yoismech, which is anything and everything, is, but she thinks of is much better than anything which you could think on yourself. We said this way, you would have wondered, Mashagia, ma'am. Anything which is coming to you, you would accept. You thanksness, you would have thanked Hashem with a full heartedness. You would never put your hopes on things, which will actually disturb you, from the recognition of Mashagia, what you got. Because we have such a high demand, we hang ourselves such a high request. that alienates us and makes us not thankful for the things that we got already. And we are busy always for focusing what we didn't got, and that makes us not aware to thank on the things which we did got. And that doesn't let us to pay back our chovet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What you are waiting for, you should know. If you would have known, Masha at Royula, anything which is right to you, which is appropriate for you, Efsher is not possible to give, if you're not going to get it, you're not going to reach. If you're going to. But not that you should hope in him that you should put your daf in. In other words, what you explained to him. If you will have these 3 meters in you, the first meter was that you're selfish, you always want, you always want yourself. You always think about yourself. It would make a step in avoidance of Hashem without the command, unless it serves you. You won't do things your way. You're not going to. That's the first reason why you can't have a pure, clean machshava. Always with niggas of niggas. And the second was because you don't understand the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always, everything which he does is for your benefit. And to the point, there's no point of bargaining with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you don't even know what you're bargaining for. The only reason why we bargain with him is because it's a mitzvah. So since, if you would have had this mitzvah, so there's no point of having intentions of asking, because even while we're asking, we're not justified to ask. We should really have problems opening up our mind to ask to begin with. So if you have this mitzvah, it's the real bitachon. So you wouldn't have a problem at a time when you don't have to ask Hashem, you have to thank Hashem, of course you wouldn't ask. What was the time? But even while I'm thanking, I'm asking. Even while I'm thanking, I'm in the gear of asking. But never mind, you're not asking. Even while you're asking, you have to force yourself to ask, because you don't know what to ask. That's really the second way. And the third thing is that you don't know yourself. And you think you're deserving, you deserve for. If you would have known yourself very good, very absolutely, and you would feel how undeserving you are, and how much, the little bit which you did got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't even start to pay off, how could you have the intention of asking more? You embarrassed with yourself, even the little things which you got so far. Even on those little things which you got so far, you're also embarrassed. So how can you go on and asking more? So if you have these 3 minutes cleaned, then I guarantee you, you will have clean intentions. When you ask Hashem, you will ask for Hashem's sake. When you thank Hashem, you really thank Hashem. And it's not a business negotiation, it's not a demand, as it always infiltrates our mind and the gears in all our things. If you have these 3 basic mirrors cleaned, you could talk straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yitzchak Hashem b'Vavel. But without it, you can never give a straight statement to Hashem. Is it true?
These are 3 things into what I'm saying. What do they have in common?
What?
Stopping the person from what? Will these 3 things, these 3 bad needles stopping
you, yes,
from what?
You don't want to change things. You know, everything Hashem does for you is good. And the second, you don't deserve anything. And you stop wanting, because the first way to stop wanting is to be selfish. If you have this too much, you stop wanting. You just exist. In the contrary, if you have these 3 meters, then you have to work. Why am I allowed to ask? Why should I ask to begin with? Why should I dam to begin with? Okay, that's the chelak abitochem, if you're going to speak. The chelak
abitochem. Is person from growing?
So these 3 meters, if we're not cleaning it, that doesn't allow us to have one clean statement to Hashem without any selfish input. That's what the nefesh complained. In the beginning, nefesh complained, I must admit, even I'm talking to you, even I'm thanking you, even I'm worshipping you, anything which I do, there's always a selfish input, an underlying input there for me. I'm doing it because I want something more. So how can I clean myself? So if you're not going to clean yourself in these 3 meters, you're never going to get it through.
What is the minimum which a person has to serve Hashem, where a person is not yotzei de chavosoi, but he does less than this. His chayav lobo, and a man is commanded and committed, responsible, to do this minimal, his chayav lobo has modest tavosa olaf. Hemosoro in yonim. There are 10 things which will a person, when a person will do, will come out. Which a person could not forget Hashem, and Hashem will continue to be masmid, to continue continuously to do goodness on him. What is the minimum of avodas Hashem which will react, which will bring back a reaction that the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be masmizam betavosai. Mehem. From the 10 things is, first of all, shlo yisimeni sibir amroisai, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu person has to do for the minimal things, that he shouldn't make the goodness which Hashem is doing him a sibba, a reason amroisoi, to contradict and to rebel against Hashem. In other words, when Hashem is good to a person, and this is, the person has no problem, things are smooth, it's very possible that the person forgets about Hashem. And it takes the goodness that Hashem is good, and actually that becomes a tool why you should be mamar and should rebel against Hashem. Umehem, the other thing is which is important, Shiyaskib Tavis Alakim Burushayotum. He said, otherwise, the Sechel is giving advice to the Nefesh now, they're giving him 10 advices, 10 minimal advices which a person should be always focusing on, and that will save him that Hashem. He will always remember Hashem. The first thing is Shlo Yisimeni Sibur Amroisa. All the things which Hashem does to him, he shouldn't use this givenness of Hashem for a sibur, for a reason that he should rebel Hashem. Mehem, the second thing, Shiyaskir Toives Elokim, the Lishoino Tomit. He should always mention the goodness of Kodesh Baruch Hu with his mouth. It's not enough that you know it in your heart. Always speak about Hashem. Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave me. Thank you. Merit Hashem. Speak of Hashem. He should always, with his mouth, thank him, and also to praise him in his heart. He should thank Hashem in his heart, and everything which is expressed with Vorov in his mitvorov from his words. The second thing is, should okay. The first one is, don't use what Hashem gives you as a reason to rebel against Hashem. In other words, when Hashem is good to a person, Yishma Yishurim is already is a greater matrega. This is already even not everyone is zeichu to the Yishma Yishurim the Yivot. Yishma Yishurim something is prosperity goes too good, everything goes very fast. That's Yishma Yishurim. No, take a routine day. Baruch Hashem, it goes well. No news is good news, as they said in America. Yes. Take the no news good news concept. Now, no news good news is, but don't bother me, no, everything is smooth. So everything is smooth, it lets me forget. It lets me forget about Hashem. Could get away with it. You make it the Sibur HaHamroi, you make the Sibur, the cause which Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu caused you to have no news. And you're peaceful, everything is harmonized, everything is peaceful. That you make that Sibur HaHamroi, because in the truth of the matter is, when do we remember Hashem? You have to remember one thing. Every time when we are really in hardship, it really meik, as they say it in how do you say it in meik olaf, something presses you. Something is really, really pressing. Something you're really afraid. A person gets in once in a mess. He gets in a real mess. And you see, there's no way out. No way out. He doesn't know what to do. And he knows only Hashem could take him out. You know, those are the most beautiful times of a person. Then he thinks with Hashem 24 hours a day. The more he's in a mess, the more he's in a press, the more he's put in a corner, and he doesn't know how to, and wherever he goes, there's absolutely no hope. Now, the minute there's a hope, okay, go to this and this person is going to help you. and he's getting an appointment, he's going, and he starts talking, he says, of course, no problem. Goes down, his hand goes down, I give you a loan, I'm going to make a call, everything is straightened out, everything. Who is the loser? Hashem is the loser. Until there was, until you were in a corner, there was no way out. You know, you were so close to Hashem. There was, you didn't stop thinking about Hashem. Hashem, only you could help. Please help me. And you mispalal, and you make tshuva, and you take promises, and everything interpreted in Hashem. And you daven with Hashem, and you go with Hashem, and you're always with Hashem, period. So what makes you to forget about Hashem? And no news is good news. You have good news. You have good news, you know, you don't have to focus. You know, Hashem is something, you know, here and there, your mind about it. So the first thing is, the minimum things that you have to see, that in order you shouldn't forget about the voice of Hashem, says the Sechel to the Nefesh, to don't make the Tevas Hashem, the goodness of Hashem, Shloi Semene, Simer, Sibel Amroisa. Don't make the smoothness of the life, don't make it as a tool that you should rebel against Hashem. Remember, every time there's tranquility and there's peacefulness, give it immediately back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't use it to forget about Hashem. I always say my support groups, you know, I'm speaking to various support groups, it's childless people and widows and divorcees and old girls who have difficulties finding shidduchim, and they're very desperate, they're very down, and so what can you comfort them? You can only comfort them with real bitachon, with real amunah, with real Hashem is there, and everything's beshert in the kodah for the tabu. But you have to go to the real truth and bring it down to them. That's the only way. All the other things is nonsense. You have to talk to them, and they always they reply. You know, you want from us madrigas, you want from us such a high levels. I mean, who are we? We're not very, very simple people. And who are we? Very simple people. So I'm telling them, obviously not simple people. Obviously, Hashem is demanding for you madrigas. You have no breda. So if you want madrigas, a breda hostel. So what breda do you have? What choice do you have? You have two choices. Either stay in your mess and be depressed and be non-productive, or thinking Hashem forces you to be realistically looking into the truth of the matter and live the truth of the matter, which is Hashem, which is the way Chazal describes as us. And Hashem is cornering and focusing, bringing you, pressing you, that take you out from your misery and start looking at it. And Baruch Hashem, you know, there's childless people, 10, 15 without children, or widows, or divorcees. And one divorcee told me last week, after the shir, she came over and she had a private talk and says, I must tell you, I reached the level that I'm thanking Hashem for all my misery. I'm thanking Hashem for all my problems that I went through because I became a match. So since last year, I went to the seminar, I'm coming to the shirim. You don't know, I changed my entire life, all my lifestyle. Everything has been, my chinuch, my children, my outlook, my whole being is a total different person. I'm a total different person. And I know if I wouldn't be a divorcee, I wouldn't be desperate. I would never come, I would never listen. You changed my life. I didn't change my life. The truth, reality, face reality, accept the reality. But people don't want to look at reality. People don't want to take on the And what do I tell them? And I say as follows. I'm sitting here. Here we're sitting on people. I'm also speaking to groups who have sick people. Some last week I spoke to a group of people in the family that have people with cancers and all kind of problems, health problems, real serious health problems. I don't know how to deal with it. How to deal with it? All of a sudden, somebody develops in the family develops such a. Everyone's just waiting. Is the doctor right? Will it live a week or 2 weeks or 10 weeks? You're fighting for days. So I said, the most crucial things which we possess is the most overlooked. The most overlooked one. The first crucial thing is life. To appreciate life. The most overlooked one. Is anyone thanking Hashem for a healthy day? It's taken for granted. We have complaints if we are not healthy. So thank Hashem for health. Thank Hashem for life. Thank Hashem what is worth life. It's totally ignored. The second thing is, which makes a person after you are alive, and without that you're not a person, Shalom Bais, harmony. Ishisha Zochu Shechina Bnei'em. If there's no harmony between husband and wife, Shere B'lo Isha, Shere B'lo Teire, B'lo Brocha, B'lo Simcha. Anyone, Shere B'lo Isha doesn't mean he's not married. Shere B'lo Isha could be married, be Shere B'lo Isha. If you don't have the proper attitude to your wife, you don't know what your duty is to your wife, your Teire is Nishka Teire, your Brocha is Nishka Brocha, your Simcha not the Simcha. It's nothing. You're nothing. You're simply nothing. You're missing your Tzelem Elokim. Nothing more than a body. totally ignored. I mean, who of us thinks that the purpose of harmony in a Jewish home is to trade a brocha and simcha? Who of us thinks so? How easily? Yes, we live so superficially, but who connects these things? That there's no shchina in the house, period. There's absolutely no shchina in the house. The most neglected thing. And the third thing is children. Children are so taken for granted. If things go natural, everything is okay, every year comes a baby. We have problems how to stop those babies. We have problems how to go to the orphanage, ask a head, and how much to take them, when to. We have really problems how to program those babies, how to, you know, family planning. This is really became today's. Everything was too smooth. And once we have the child, what do we do with you? How much attention do we give to the child? Now, this is the three crucial, fundamental part of life, which is life. Define your own life, appreciate your own life. It's totally ignored, totally ignored. Now, when are you reminded? Chas v'shalom, when a person is so sick that you're fighting for days, and don't know, should you take our medication, not medication, what will you gain, another hour of life, other day of life? What should you do? And then all of a sudden, you come, then you start thinking about it, and then you have to lectures about it, to motivate the person to want to live, to motivate the family, not to give up, not to be miyash, that every day you're fighting for is every minute is an accomplishment of a whole life. You start defining what life is under this unbearable necessity which Hashem imposed, unfortunately, on those sick people. And I said, maybe therefore there's so many sick people because Hashem needs too many reminders. We don't remind ourselves. Once there used to be one sick person in a town, the whole town used to be up days and nights and davening in it, like everyone felt like his life is at stake. Today, if Chas v'Shalom's tragedy doesn't hit a person close by, like under the button, just close by, no, never. It goes further. We go on living without knowing what living is. So Hashem has to pick his representatives of Klal Yisrael to shake up Klal Yisrael. Think about life. Think about your own life. And they're shlichut tzibur. They are nothing more than the representatives of the tzibur to remind. Hashem says, you know, you're all ignoring what I'm giving you on a daily. You don't know what you're living for. And then the next thing is ignoring family life. Shalom Bayis is ignored totally. Yes, we live harmonized, but nobody knows why you're living it for. So Kodesh Baruch has to shake us up. So he brings this problem. A lot of divorcees and shake-ups in homes. And then people fall apart. Begashmes v'rochnias. You have to make group support for them, support groups to talk to them. And what do you talk to them? What life is, what family, what marriage is all for. And then you have to go into the nitty-gritty details of the concept of marriage. All of a sudden, marriage becomes a total different picture. You need seminars to serve this all this problematic, all these problems. Who comes to seminar? A person who has a problem, who can't cope with life, the other person is depressed, other person doesn't appreciate his living, the other one has a family problem, the other one has a child, the other one has a runaway child. All these problems. What we don't realize, all this, and the next one is childless people. All of a sudden, you start feeling people how desperate they are to having children. And how many times I told to these people, to this group, and I have quite some group, that 20, 25, sometimes 30 childless couples, and I tell them, unfortunately, as many people are coming to be helped, and they would do anything and everything in the world to get a child, at any cost, at any price, at any pain. As much, much, much more people have agonies and have problems, how to stop these children to come, unfortunately. You have people, religious people today, which after 4 or 5 children, they can't cope. 6 children, forget it, and they start to tell them. In reality, you see, there's no more children. And it's a tremendous, it's embarrassment. I mean, look at the average family in Williams, look at the average family in Borough Park, look at the average family in Muncie, look at the average family in downtown, you know, in the Hasidic area, look at the average nice family in the upper area, in the uptown, in the Concord area, which they have mansions, they could station 30 people in it. What is the average family? What is the average family? In Williams, we found the average family, at least 8, 9 children average. I mean, they go from 15 to 6, you know, according to nature, but the average would say 8, 9. And what is average in Borough Park? It drops to 5, 6. Same thing, go to downtown, to the Swedish area, same thing, for average is 8, 9. Go to Concord, the average how much is 3, 4. What's happening? It's air pollution, it's controlled by the atmosphere, they don't produce over there. Now, I would love to take these people who have problems, this woman has problem of birth control and all kind of family planning. I would love to sit between the group here of this childless people and see the agony and pain. So again, the Shem says, you're ignoring the gift which I'm giving you. I have to feel in Klanis. Mashiach cannot come, hold on, the Shem don't come down, you know. they were emptied out with 6 million Jews 45 years ago. All this thing has to come back. It has to be Torah people have to receive Mashiach, and every child produced is the other soldier in Klal Yisrael bringing close to Mashiach, receiving, fulfilling Tzvois Hashem. The military of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be filled in. And our mothers, everyone wants to have the biggest chus in building this Am Yisrael. The Jewish mother would only know that. So it comes out. All this, I tell all these support groups, all these various problems, you're nothing more than representatives of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach Klal Yisrael, this basic elementary necessity of Klal Yisrael. Am Yisrael is like one big choir. All together sing and praise Hashem. In a choir, there's solos. Now, who is picked as a solo? Obviously, those have the nicest voice. And I say, obviously, these people who suffer, they are the solos. He's a solo telling what life is. He's a solo telling what the Jewish family should be. He's a solo telling what the Jewish child should be. But when things go smooth, Hashem does not remind you. Baruch Hashem, life goes on. Baruch Hashem, you don't get a solo in your family. And Baruch Hashem, your family goes harmony. You have no problem going to a marriage counselor and hearing the irregular stuff, what marriage is all about. And Baruch Hashem, you have children, you have no problem with this, and everything is fine, everything is smooth. You're not a solo. And you don't pick up the voice of the other, of your neighbor, the solo. So that's what it says, man, the first choice man is Sibur Amroisa. Don't make this fact that everything is smooth to rebel against Hashem, because what's happening? We're becoming one of the two. You have problems, you become a solo. You become an advertiser of Torah, if you do it properly. If you have no problems whatsoever, you make it as a Sibur to ignore the most essential things. You become an end. And what becomes? And if the most of the people, Baruch Hashem, still hopefully have no problems, and they make it a Sibur Amroisa, so what becomes? The true becomes Madregas. The true becomes Madregas. So when a person is already sick and has the problem, you have to tell him the truth. Says, come on, don't leave me alone with Madregas. Let me be a regular, simple person. Also, you just got the simplicity. I want to be simple. You know, and this is going to any Bessa Medrash, you're going to any of the most nicest people who could wear white stockings and you could know shas. After all, you know, same. Well, that was Dosan Aviram's, that was the Dosan last week's parsha, 2 weeks ago, by Man. They left the man over. Parsha's Shalach, when they left the man over, and the Yivash, and it ran away, who was that? Who was Dosan Aviram? They were the Rishayim. So why were not mentioned? The only mention Dosan Aviram is only mentioned now in Korach. Only now they came out. The whole Dosan Aviram, Rishas Dosan came alive. Why? They're a long time on the Rishayim. Why were they mentioned before? Stay away from them. Now Dosan Aviram argued a very religious argument. They said to Moshe, when he come on, you're teaching us Madregas. Don't speak to your level. We are simple people. Well, put away. Don't worry for tomorrow. Not allowed to put away. That's good for you. A big ball with talk. What do you want from us, simple people? Doesn't even argue to know, Moshe, you're too aloof, you're too spiritual, you're speaking Madregas. We are simple people. So, Adrab is an honor. He says, no, we are simple people. But underlying was Rishas. Where did it come out? When it came to Korach, he said, hey, Kulam Kadoshim, Kulam Shamisina, everyone is holy. Why not this Nasar Karshim? Why are you so special? We are Kadoshim. Ah, you're Kadoshim? If you are Kadoshim, so why do you say we don't leave us alone with Madregas? We are simple people. At the man, you tell it to simple people. Leave us alone with Madregas. But Yiba Koyach said, Kulam Kadosh and Kulam Shem Sina. So now you see the Vitrosha all the way. That's exactly Dosan Aviram's argument today. We say, leave me alone with Madregas. So we're not simple people. No, we are Taki Kadosh. We're holy people. And unfortunately, we become humble because we use it. We utilize this peace, the calmness which Hashem let us be peaceful and calm. We utilize it. Leave us alone. We are simple people. That's the first thing. In the second CV, she asked, the second thing is, which one of the ten which will always help you to remind Hashem? She asked, to him, Hashem told me, always should mention this. Also, we should always talk about Hashem. We should had a statement which bothered me because it came to my attention. A person was very depressed. It's a difficulty. She always relieves herself by talking to other friends, Lashon Hara, like quacking all kind of things, but don't talk to the right people. And I gave her a few other women she should call. She should keep company. And these people give her chizik, they wouldn't speak Lashon Hara, she would give her chizik all the time. And I asked her, why don't you keep talking? Leave me alone, she always comes with Hashem, always comes with Hashem. She had to stop. stop with Hashem, stop with the Torah, stop with always talking about Hashem. He says, no, this is chizuk. People don't wanna hear it. People are down in the mud, they can't pick themselves up. And give me the upper hand that everything called them out of oil on top of it. He says, yes, this is the second Tashiyaski, Tayyas and Kimul Shayatu, which always mentioned the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his mouth, bring it out with him and talk about it. The Yarba Lahidas, we should always thank him. Le Shabcha Beliber Oleo, we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu always in your heart. Ubenira Mitvorach. And also, should always be expressed in his words. Imeham.
You didn't mention levels here. Like he mentions just.
No, there's no level.
It's not. Usually it says 10 levels. But here, all these things are just.
Everyone has to have. These are 10 ingredients. Take it at 10 ingredients, which all 10 of them is needed. Take it that way. It's not something one is only nourishing seven ingredients, A, the other one only B. These are 10 ingredients which is needed in a daily base that you should always use it in order to keep close to Kodesh Baruch. That's what the sake of the intellect and the Shema speaks to the Nefesh. Remember this. Don't take things for granted. Don't misuse the simple things. Thank Hashem for it. Second, always speak about Hashem. Thank Hashem. Mehem, the third thing is, Shloitiyah Nemivzu Umi'ito Ve'elav. Don't have a low self-esteem. He said, the Tevel Boy said, don't minimize small things. Hashem gives you goodness, don't minimize. It's a big deal. You got a good day, you got a panos, a big deal, who doesn't get it? Every Shemir. And I would say, the Tevel of Hashem, that's what he says, Pshat. Shlotiyah Nemivzu Umi'ito Ve'elav. Things that Hashem do, don't minimize them. Utilize, look at them in the pride perspective and see how great it is, how difficult it would have been if you wouldn't have having it, and how easy it could have been that you shouldn't have it. And now don't take it, try to maximize and to appreciate every little thing. Don't minimize nothing which Hashem gives you. So this is, you've got to be thankful of everything. You say, Baruch Hashem, everything. Imeham, and the four things, Shli Yisla Bezilosoi. You should never depend on somebody else. Never thank, never depend on any other resources except Hashem. If this is done through a middle function, that you will thank the middle one, and you will forget to thank Hashem. Otherwise, somebody helped you. Always remember Hashem helped you. I, the man, helped you. You have to tell him thank you, but you have to give thanks that he's a shlich of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Never thank the emtsui, never the middle one, never the middleman. Obviously, we have to do shtadlus. The shtadlus is you have to go. So somebody gets very sick and goes to the best doctor. The doctor has made miracles. He's appreciating, he's thanking the doctors, he's showering him with gifts. No, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there's nothing within shlich of HaKadosh, you have to thank the doctor. You were a good shlich of Hashem. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made chesed with me, you were the shlich. But you have to be able to always to thank Hashem. And don't depend. Don't say, well, Chas Hashem would have another doctor. No. Imeham, the fifth thing is Shlo Yispoir Bo. If you have things going your way, don't be pride with it. V'yala Dato, and don't think you be koicha lekocho. You did it with your force. V'chochmosa masheroi lo. If your business goes well, you were smart, you made a good deal, or whatever it happens, don't take credit for that. Don't beautify yourself with it. Shlo Yispoir Bo. Look how good I was, how well I did. It's me. Because every time when you say the me, you're taking it away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one point less of appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's obviously, no, of course, you take it out, nothing goes, but after all, it's my input. It's a terrible saying, which is an English saying, Hashem helps those who help themselves. It's a terrible saying. Hashem helps everyone. Those who don't help themselves, Hashem helps them even more. Yeah, you help yourself, you're not helping yourself, you're doing what yeshtalos, what you have to do. But immediately you take any credit for your yeshtalos, for your efforts you're putting in, you're minimizing tank of Shem. Shlo Yispoir Bo, v'yala Dato, never should come up on your mind, ki bekoicho lekocho. Things has been taken by your power. Bechochmosa, with your wisdom, asheroilo, which is appropriate, you know. And the sixth man, shlo yalo v'machshavtoi, she asmido v'ashtadlusa boi. Should never think in your mind, she asked me that you have to continue to do this ishtadlus. She told you that it's going to be lost for you in this alamana if you're not going to do ishtadlus. Don't you ever think that only until you're going to do, you're going to have, and once you stop doing, you're not going to have. Because again, then you're relying on your own ishtadlus, you're relying on your own effort, and not on a kodesh baruch hu. You have to know the ishtadlus has no connections, no cause and effect. It's a very important part. I mean, we're going to learn it. Right after Shara Boyd Salakim comes Shara Bitochen, and that's the fundamental structure of this madrega. We take it for granted. You go to the coffee machine, you put in a quarter, you press the button, you get a coffee. So what do you think? Thanks, because I put in a quarter. You're thanking the quarter, you had a quarter, the machine is good. Would you think any differently? Hashem gave me coffee. I deserve coffee. Hashem gave me coffee. So obviously Hashem gave me coffee, only I should put in the quarter, but the quarter is even putting in a machine, a slot machine, putting in a quarter and pushing a button, getting a coffee, it's a cause and effect. Pushing a button, putting a quarter, the effect is a coffee. No, the coffee is not depending at all. If Hashem doesn't give you coffee, you're not getting coffee. Hashem wants to give you coffee. Hashem wants to give you coffee. He gives you the quarter, it makes you push the button, it makes the machine should work. There, how many times you lose a quarter in the machine and the coffee doesn't come out? If we would train our way of thinking, which is the truth, that there is no cause and effect in this world at all except the Kodesh Baruch Hu, direct doing. You would say it's a madrega. How the whole world works with a cause and effect. The only cause and effect is in spiritual riyah, in bechira. The only cause and effect is total reverse the way people think, opposite totally the people think. You know where is the cause and effect? Where is your cause affecting something? It's on Yerushama. Hakol b'dei Shema. Everything's b'dei Shema. Everything comes from a Kodesh Baruch. Nothing is caused by you. Chutz mi Yerushama. You're doing a Vera, it affects something terrible. You're doing a mitzvah, it affects something beautiful. That's the only way where you are effective. Your deeds are causing something to be done. It's only in Yerushama. Outside of this, Hakol b'dei Shemaim. Who are you? Zero. Absolute zero. Either the fact that you push the button, you put in the quarter, this is also not you. You're a robot. Hashem made you to put him in. If it has to do with Yiddishkeit, it has to do with Yerushamayim, then it has to do with you, absolutely. Now, when we have a good business going, and say, of course I'm making a living, as long as I'm going to watch this and this and this and this and this, I'm going to have. The minute I stop, things are going to stop. That's immediately, that reinforces that you're doing something. You know, it says Mehem, Shuliyana b'machshavto, don't ever think, Sheyasmira b'shtadlusuba, that you have to continuously to be, do it. B'shutayva meant that you're going to lose the effect if it's already, if you're not going to do it. There's no such a thing. Of course you have to do it, because Hashem wants you to do it. But if for some reason, circumstances stopping you to do it, and you're getting immediately petrified, now what's going to be, this thing going to stop? You thought that you did something till now. Again, you lost the real focus that there's no cause and effect. You stay in business as long as someone wants to stay in business. So all of a sudden something is happening. Comes the Yontif, comes the Chalamoit, you don't want to work, it's the Shadis, you're not the Dover of it. You're closing up shop. Well, what's going to be fun? Forget it. There's no cause and effect. Ishtadlus is, yeah, I'm going into business because Hashem wants me to go into business. Halacha says you don't have to go in. You're crazy. What are you running? You're running to your curse? You're running to your prison? It's a concentration camp. All America is one big concentration camp. We all run voluntarily to work overtime. And we danger our life. And we're going to this mission more than we have to do. In a concentration, try to escape work as much as you can. We should really try to escape work as much as we can. We have to work as much as Hashem wants us to work. We don't work for a living. We work for Hashem. Hashem wants us to be out in the business. The living Hashem gives us. So if Hashem stops you for some reason, you don't have to be afraid. You know, this is what Hashem wants. So all of a sudden a person, God forbid, gets sick and he can't work. He gets lost. Where are you? Where are you going to make a living? I can't work. Till now you did make a living? I was working. You didn't work for a living. Hashem made you to work because he wanted to be out in the work. Hashem put you up from work and put you into bed. You have to be in bed living. You just made a living last week. You make a living this week. Now you don't see the dollars coming in, the check stop coming in because you didn't work. So who says if you would have worked, the check would come in? How many people work and the check doesn't come in, the check bounces, and the check comes in and goes away to doctor bills anyhow? So it would be better, you're working, you have no money, at least you're home, you could look in a safer, you could do something, and you still make a living. So there's no proof that cause and effect, the check comes has to do with work. Either fact it looks like that, I mean, I could show many cases of people work very hard and they don't see any checks, and they burn up even more money, then it would be better not working at all. So this has to be, that you always have to be aware that there's no cause and effect what you do here. Everything's direct connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
If a person doesn't have complete trust is there then cause and effect? Like I heard you speak before about the Rambam Shita with trust, that only
it's
someone
still,
has 100%.
It's still not cause and effect. The Ramban says it. So first of all, the trust Hashem said, if you would have, Ramban said you'd have absolute trust, you wouldn't have to work. Why do we have to work? Because you don't have trust. And whenever you're lacking trust, Hashem makes it to work. But again, not the work brings the panosa, even according to that shita. Even Chavis Salvovus says you have to work. Even the Ramban, if you have no bitochen, you have to work. But still not working makes you the money. Work has shtadlus loimoyer veloimazik. That's the language of the Chavis Salvovus. Shtadlus, effort is absolutely not effective. Not to that or not to the worst. Not effective at all. It's a curse. Why you have to be mishtadel? Because you don't have bitochen. So Hashem sends you out on a mission. Work. Hashem needs you work. The work is an end goal in himself. It's not a means to make money. It's not a means to make living. Nobody makes a living. Hashem gives living. Noiselechem l'chol bosa kilo el chazer. Noiselechem, because Baruch gives bread l'chol bosa to every flesh. How much better? How? And every bet? Everything is Hashem. Rosh Hashanah means on haravanuva. It's two things. We little people, we connect those two. It looks like we are productive. This is our design. This is our challenge in a daily. What we have to remember, this is our challenge. Now, how much work does Hashem want me out to be on the work? It depends. If I'm evolving about B'tochen, and I will never relate my work with money at all, an absolute about B'tochen, and I could feel, therefore, Hashem says, not holding the Ramban, you don't have to go out to work. And you have the route to sit down to be over. Hashem going to Bismarck to learn, and Hashem will take care of you. I mean, this is his. I always say, it's a very important part which is, we think about Musar, to be correct in money, not to take somebody else's money, which is you have to make kosher money, the kikar paim about labor, clean hands, everything is beautiful, fine. But so much emphasis has been made how to make the money, there's no emphasis made how you spend the money. That's the second stage. How to make the money is one thing. Of course, we have to be mechanically clean how to make the money, but no, none of us is making money. You have to remember, none of us are making money. We appreciate each other how much money you make, how much is it worth. That's what we always appreciate people. How much money does he make? How much is he worth? How smart is he? How successful is he? And all these things has nothing else to do with him. So the biggest fool, they have a lot of money, they're making a lot of money. The biggest fools. Never mind, you wouldn't even take his grandson as a child, as son-in-law, daughter-in-law. You would never be mashadach yourself with this person. That's what it is. He shows a big mansion, drives it to Cadillacs, to Volvo, and everything, and has all the setup and everything. Oh, he's successful. And all of things has nothing to do with him. Nothing to do with him at all. How to make money and how much money, this has nothing to do with the person. And he will give all the credit to the person. Where is credit due? How you spend the money. How do you count for every penny Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you? We shouldn't worry how to make the money, we should worry how to spend the money. And this is really, there's emphasis. People make seminars, go to seminars about businesses, how to make money, how to manage money, how to challenge money, everything. How to preserve the money, how to save money, how to write estates. People are very conscious about writing estates, how to avoid taxes, all those things. People put in a lot of emphasis. How much emphasis are we putting in how to spend the money? How to account. And this is Chazal, you could be assured that we're going to come back to Olam HaEmes, we're going to have to give accounting for every penny, every shovel fruit that we're going to have to accounting. Hashem says, I gave you so much life, so much time, of course you're going to have to accounting for every minute of life. You're going to have, Hashem says, in your lifetime, I channeled into your hands, values, ownership, possession, you had $1 million, $2 million, whatever you possess, whatever you burn up in a lifetime. You're going to have to stand in Bezer Shemal, you're going to have to count every penny, how was that spent? Was it justified or not? If Chazal tell us, Tzadikim, Tzadikim, their money is more loved on them, they're more comfortable, more than their own body, more than their own life. You know, that's what they're living for. All these things is possession which Hashem gives us. Said Moshe to Paro. Paro said, finally, after he got 7-8 curses, the plagues, and finally, he had to let go even the babies, even the children. But one thing, so why do you want the sheep? Leave your assets, leave your wealth, leave it to Mitzrayim. Go, take your wife, take your children. But why do you need all this money? To serve God, you don't need money. You have to meditate, talk to Hashem. So that's what Moshe says. Not only are you going to take everything, but God, out, even you're going to give us. Even you are going to give us money. You're going to give us a kimimeno likach lavasek. From this money, from this wealth, from this material thing. comes out that everything which comes in our way is everything given by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not we earn it, we work it, we deserve it. No. It's everything, and it comes out, every penny which you make, every dollar which you make, you're mechayev. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mechayev. You're going to have to give a full accounting for it. What did you do with it? It's an old story that Soros Ranta was very poor, lived a very meager paycheck. And the Revitzin was once desperate, and she was a big tzedekis too. And once she went out and bought a lottery ticket. And she won this 25,000 ruble of fortune, like you make the, how do you call it, jackpot? You make the, yeah, lotto. Yes, but highest, how you make the highest winner?
Yeah.
The jackpot, yeah. She made 25,000, and she was overwhelmed. She went into her husband, Rabbi Sturz, and said, you know, Baruch Hashem, we won the 25,000 ruble. He almost fainted. He started screaming, what did you do to me? Such a treasure. What did you do to me? I can't take this responsibility. What are you talking? Even the 3-4 rubles which I get a week, I'm afraid I'm misusing it. Every grosh, every zloty, every penny, you have to know how. He was burdened, and he was burdened that is he fulfilling his task by for every penny he's giving him accounting. Who could give accounting for 25,000 rubles? You know what he did to me? What did he do? He brought a tragedy onto us. Do we live in this concept? This is to remember that every penny is Hashem wants to have something for it. You're gonna have to give accounting how he had spent the money. So if you're gonna see that, if you're gonna think in this way, we're gonna stop loving money. We're gonna look at, listen, stay there, just give me the minimum, I should survive. Money is the bigger, because gonna be our bigger prosecutors. What did we do? And he'd be chasing after them like crazy. Just give me more. You don't know what to do. One day they're gonna turn against us.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.